station of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Continuing and complete cover of the Heartland Hoops Classic, live from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, featuring teams from the Tri-Cities as well as across the state for some dream matchups. Now to courtside with the Platte River Radio broadcast team, Randy Bushcutter, Blaine Bulis, and Doug Duda.
Good afternoon once again, and welcome back to the Heartland Events Center and the Heartland Hoops Classic. Basketball game number four on the day of eight here at the Heartland Events Center in this Heartland Hoops Classic. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks taking on the Milford Eagles in this Class C1 matchup. It happens to be Class C1 teams here, both rated in the top 10. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks ranked number four in Class C1. The Milford Eagles ranked number six in Class C1 heading into the weekend's play. Both of these basketball teams played last night. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks lost to Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 37-35 on a last-second shot by Turner Fay of Grand Island Central Catholic. And Milford won last night, winning at home over Heartland by the score of 62-37. St. Cecilia coming in with 14 wins and 6 losses. Milford at 17-2 on the basketball season. Of course, Milford, a member, and they play in the Southern Nebraska Conference. They were beaten by Sutton earlier this week in the championship game of the Southern Nebraska Conference tournament. So the Milford Eagles are pretty familiar to our area. They are 17-2, and they've got a good ball club, and this is a stern test for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks here this afternoon. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. St. Cecilia 14-6 on the season, coming off that loss last night. They played earlier in the week also, beating Adams Central at St. Cecilia's gym by the score of 56-51. So the Bluehawks trying to get the ship righted and win 2 out of 3 in this very challenging week of basketball for the St. Cecilia. 14 wins, 6 losses on the season. The Milford Eagles and Tony Muller's basketball team, 17 wins and 2 losses on the season. Coming off the win over Heartland, 62-37 last night. The loss to Sutton on last Monday, 56-51. Before that, they had a long winning streak put together. They've lost only twice, Sutton earlier this week, and to a 7-11 Plattsmouth team on December 21st. By the score of 55-53 in overtime, they've won every other ball game. And notable wins, they have defeated in our area Donovan Trumbull 62-58 on the basketball season. Started the season with a win over Fillmore Central 88-36. So the Milford Eagles come in averaging 63 points a game. They give up only 42 per contest. Starting the week, St. Cecilia coming in, scoring at 48 points a game, giving up only 41 in the contest. So it could be a defensive struggle here today, especially these teams playing last night and playing last evening, and not much turnaround time. And we'll see how much energy these two teams can exude here at the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic here this evening. So it's 14-6 St. Cecilia, 17-2 the Milford Eagles coming in game number 4 on the day. Earlier in the day, we had an overtime win for Centura over Sandy Creek, 46-40. Sutton beat Pierce, 44-39. And C2 number 1, Fremont Bergen, defeated number 8 in C1, Kearney Catholic, in our previous game here, 63-50. We'll take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the starting lineups in the first quarter play-by-play right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
St. Cecilia and the Milford about ready to tangle in game number four of this Heartland Hoops Classic. This is the 5 Points Bank starting lineups in this contest. This evening, 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. For the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, they will start Matt Kissinger, a 6'1" junior. Chase Bassett, a 5'11" senior. Zach Stirrup, he's a 6'10" senior. Phil Hamburger, 6'2" junior. And Ryan Shee, a 6'4" senior. And Tim Skoke, also a 6'3" junior. They're not going to start six, but it's going to be five of those six for the Bluehawks to start this basketball game. Looks like Ryan Shee is going to get the call in this one. For the Milford Eagles, they also usually pick from six. Kyle Herman, a 6'2" senior. Braxton Plessel, a 5'10" senior. Coleman Dahl, a 6'4" junior. Boone Anderson is a 6-foot senior. Taylor Klein is 6-foot senior. And Jacob Weber, a 6-foot senior. Those five of those six will be beginning for the Milford Eagles tonight. So St. Cecilia, the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight. The Milford Eagles, the home team, the purple and white Milford, the blue and white of Hastings, St. Cecilia. It comes out with Kissinger, Stirrup, Sheehy, Hamburger, and Chase Bassett for St. Cecilia. The starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Events Center. St. Cecilia and Milford, and here we go. The St. Cecilia going from left to right, and Milford from right to left here, and jumping center is going to be Coleman Dahl against the 6'10" Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. The basketball in the air, and this basketball game underway. The tip controlled by the Bluehawks to Jake Hamburger. Be a man-to-man defense for Milford as we start this one. Hamburger to Bassett, inside to Stirrup. Double team there. On the baseline, back out top of the key to Bassett, left wing to Hamburger. Phil Hamburger with it to Sheehy. Lob inside to Kissinger. He will put it up. It's going to be knocked out of there. Blocked by Dahl, put up by Stirrup. He grabs the ball and scores. Zach Stirrup grabbed that block shot and scored. 2-0, St. Cecilia in the lead. The front court with the basketball now is Taylor Klein. Underneath, shot put up is going to be short. No good this time by Jacob Weber. Grabbed underneath by Dahl. Dahl back out to Plexel. Plessel. Plessel's three-pointer in the air is good. Braxton Plessel. Three-point field goal, and just like that, it's a 3-2 in favor of Milford in this first quarter of basketball. St. Cecilia with facing pressure in the backcourt, now down 3-2, front court pass to Sheehy. Ryan with it, gives it up to Kissinger, and the Bluehawks will slow it up now against this man-to-man defense of the Milford Eagles. Stirrup with it, up to the free throw line, into the lane, pass to Bassett. Back inside to Stirrup. Double team there, puts it up off, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Zach Stirrup will go to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Foul called on Coleman Dahl. Dahl, the 6'4" junior, and he's one of the leading scorers for the Eagles, 12 points a game. Stirrup's free throw's up and good. All three St. Cecilia points for Zach Stirrup, and we were tied at three. Early in the ball game, Zach's second free throw is going to be up, and this one's going to be off the front of the iron. No good. Pulled out of there by Kyle Herman. Herman and Dahl are the leading scorers for Milford. Front court with the basketball is Jacob Weber. Underneath the Dahl. Shot blocked by Stirrup. He tries to save it. Can't do it. But the block shot there by Zach Stirrup on the Eagles to inbound. Stirrup, of course, at 6'10". Dahl is 6'4". There's the lob out to Kyle Herman. Herman for the Eagles. Picked up by Sheehy. Gives the basketball up to Braxton Plessel. Plessel to Herman. Inside shot by Dahl is going to be off there. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Hamburger. Bluehawks on the run from left to right. Hamburger into the scoring zone. Dishes it off to Stirrup. He drives. Knocked away from him and out of bounds. Getting over there to knock it out of bounds. Jacob Weber. Weber's on the floor with Taylor Klein, Coleman Dahl, Braxton Plessel, and Kyle Herman for the Eagles. Thanks to the inbounds. We are tied at three. Hamburger deep on the right wing. It's a screen now. Has no shot. Cross-court pass to Kissinger to the left corner. Gives up his dribble. Matt still with the basketball. Looks for someone to pass to. He's given up his dribble and does to Hamburger. Now between the rings against this man-to-man defense of Milford. Hamburger goes to his left on the dribble. Knocked away from him. Picked off and stolen. Grabbing the basketball is Kyle Herman. He will drive. Dishes off underneath to Weber. Weber back to Herman. 12-footer up and good. Kyle Herman with the field goal. 5-3. Milford in the lead. In the backcourt is Stirrup. A little pressure by the Eagles, but Stirrup filling that backcourt to Hamburger. Crosses the timeline. Bluehawks shooting at the basket to our right here. Heartland Hoops Classic, game number four. The Heartland Event Center. Kissinger tipped away from him. He grabs it, though. Matt retrieves the basketball. It was knocked away, but Kissinger runs it down for the Bluehawks to Sheehy. To Hamburger, deep on the left wing. 5-3, Eagles in the lead. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Lob inside to Stirrup. He's deep, 5 feet away. Turns, shoots from about seven. Off there, no good. Tipped around and grabbed out of there by Braxton Plessel. Plessel, a front court pass to Klein. Klein underneath to Dahl. He will shoot and score. Trading the play, Coleman Dahl scores, and it's 7-3 in favor of Milford. So Milford with the early edge in this one, leading 7-3. We've played 3 minutes. Stir front court pass is tipped out of bounds, and Dennis Rasheed tipped away by Coleman Dahl. Coming in the game for Saints is going to be Mike Hannon, the 6'1" junior. Tim Skoke, a 6'3" junior. And Cesar Tino, a 5'11" sophomore, so three in off the bench. Sheehy goes out, Kissinger goes out, and Bassett goes out. Hamburger and Stirrup stay on the floor. 7-3 in favor of Milford. Hamburger to Stirrup. On the right wing, Zach with it to the baseline. Cut off there. Cross-court pass to Tino from the corner of three. He's going to be off there. No good. Rebounded out of there by Jacob Weber. Weber for the Eagles. Into the front court now to Plessel. Deep in the corner. Shot put up there by Herman. It's going to be good from about 15 feet. Kyle Herman with his second field goal, and it's quickly 9-3. Milford in the lead. Herman averages 14 a game. Dahl averages 12. Tipped away and stolen. Herman with the steal. Loses control, but spins, shoots, and scores. Kyle Herman with six straight Milford points. It's now 11-3 in favor of the Eagles. And timeout, Kevin Asher, St. Cecilia will take a timeout with 4:14 to go, first quarter. It's Milford 11, St. Cecilia 3. We're back in 30 seconds.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, a slow start for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, a fast start for the Milford Eagles. They now lead it 11-3, 4:14 to go in period number one. So the Bluehawks facing the 17-2 Milford ball club by themselves in an early hole here, and Hamburger has the basketball for the 14-6 defending state champion St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Stirrup, front court, lob underneath. The Hamburger's going to be off his hand and out of bounds. Wasn't expecting that pass. Turnover on St. Cecilia basketball to the Eagles, and they will inbound it to Jacob Weber, and Weber, the 6-foot senior, will cross the timeline. Man-to-man St. Cecilia defense. Weber with the basketball, drives to his right, lost control of the ball, goes to the floor, grabs the basketball. He's tied up in the play. Noah Hole's going to be called on the Bluehawks. A foul called on St. Cecilia. Called on Phil Hamburger. First foul of the basketball game on St. Cecilia, and the Eagles will throw it in. The purple and white, the home team on the board, and the white home team uniforms, the Milford Eagles. Driving is Herman, puts up a scoop shot, going to be no good. Shot put up on the reverse, shot put up and good by Paxton Folkers, a 6'4" junior who's checked in, and Folkers gets the basketball and scores, 13-3. Front court, St. Cecilia. The basketball's Tim Skoke. Skoke on the left wing to Tino, drives the baseline, Caesar drives, shot put, going to be up off there, no good, grabbed by the Eagles, and they return it to our left. Boone and Anderson, who's also checked in, will drive all the way into lane, tipped away and stolen by Hamburger. Hamburger with the steal for St. Cecilia, dribbles it into the scoring zone to our right, into the lane. Hamburger shot put up, no good, but he's held on the play, and Phil Hamburger fouled on the play. A non-shooting situation the way it looks, and a foul going to be called on Jacob Weber of Milford. 13-3 Eagles. Ryan Sheehy checks back in. Braxton Plessel back in there for the Eagles. Going out is Jacob Weber, his first breather. St. Cecilia on the non-shooting situation will inbound. Phil Hamburger to throw it in. Bluehawks down by 10 here in this first quarter. Inbounded to Mike Hannon. Hannon, the 6'1" junior. Hamburger deep on the right wing. Cross court to Tino. Caesar drives to the baseline, puts up a runner and scores. Caesar Tino with the drive and score. First field goal for Tino, and it's 13-5 in favor of Milford. They have the ball in the front court. Taylor Klein with it. Free throw line pass to Herman, 16-footer up and good. Kyle Herman has 4 field goals. He has 8 already in this game. He averages 14. He has 8 in the first quarter. 15-5 Eagles. Front court, Hamburger. Still with it for St. Cecilia. Game number 4 of 8 here today. at the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island here on ESPN Superstation. Shot going to be no good. Tipped by Shee. The shot no good by Skoke. Shee, he tries to tip it up, and he fouled on the play. Ryan Shee picks up the foul. Non-shooting situation. Eagles to come the length of the floor. Checking back in, Coleman Dahl, who had a little breather. Chandler Folkerts. Paxton Folkerts goes out. Paxton and Chandler are brothers for the Eagles. And Chandler's in there now. Dahl on the floor. Boone Anderson on the floor. There's a pass underneath to Plessel. Plessel to Anderson. Drives the lane. Shoots shot. Going to be off there. No good. Sheehy with the rebound for St. Cecilia Hamburger. 15-5 Eagles with 2:12 to go. Period number one. St. Cecilia down by 10. Three-pointer top of the key by Hannon is going to be off the iron. No good. Tino tries to save it. He can. It's on the end line. It'll be basketball to the Eagles. Jack Sturra back in for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia has fallen behind here. 15-5 in this first quarter. Stirrup back in and Skoke out for St. Cecilia. Milford basketball. Braxton Plessel, the 5'10 senior, into the offensive zone. To Boone Anderson. Anderson to Chandler Folkerts. On the wing to Plessel, takes the three. Hits the side of the backboard and rim. No good. Battle for it underneath. Dahl grabs it, shoots over Stirrup and misses the shot. Tipped around, grabbed by Hamburger. Hamburger for St. Cecilia drives it into the scoring zone. Between a couple of Milford players. Shot put up, no good. Hamburger hits the deck and he's fouled in the play. Bill Hamburger go to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Foul called on Boone Anderson. That'll be his first. 15-5, Milford with the lead here. Hamburger to shoot two. This one's up and rolls off there, no good. Hamburger will try the second. Fouled in the act there, misses the first. 15-5, Eagles. 1:41 to go in period number one. Second free throw off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Dahl, so Hamburger misses two, and the Eagles drive it quickly into the front court. Inside to Dahl, Coleman Dahl with it, tipped away from him, grabbed by Stirrup. Knocked away there by Mike Hannon and grabbed by Stirrup. So the good defense there by the Bluehawks. They're down by 10 late in period number one. Hannon deep on the right wing to Hamburger. Drive, shot put up, no good. Stirrup right there to rebound and score. Zach Stirrup, offensive rebound. He has five of the 7 St. Cecilia points. They're down 15-7. On court, Boone Anderson, guarded by Tino. Anderson deep on the right wing for the Eagles. Drives the baseline. His pass headed for the corner. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Stirrup. It stays with the Eagles. In the ball game, Kyle Herman, the starter, and Jacob Weber, two starters off the bench for the Eagles. Chase Bassett back in for Cesar Tino for St. Cecilia down here. 15-7, 1:04 to go. Period at number one. Matt Kissinger checks back in for Phil Hamburger. First breather for Hamburger. So all the starters in this game have had a breather for both ball clubs. The Eagles to inbound, leading here by 8. Inbound the ball to Plessel, Braxton Plessel. To Boone Anderson, gets a screen. Off that screen, getting the ball is Herman. He's in the corner but has no shot. Back to Boone Anderson. To Dahl, drives the baseline, gets by Stirrup, drives and scores. Coleman Dahl has 4. 17-7, the third. 10-point lead of the quarter for the Milford Eagles. They've been too quick, too fast for the Blue Hawks in this first quarter. Need to see a very tight, tense ball game last night. The Eagles won by 25 last night. Stirrup's 15-footer is going to be no good and out of bounds, and it'll be Milford basketball. So a tough first quarter for St. Cecilia. They have not exuded a whole lot of energy here in this first quarter. They've fallen 10 points behind. Front court, it's Dahl. Pass underneath for Anderson. He can't save it from going out of bounds. Off of Boone Anderson's hands and out of bounds. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball turnover on the Eagles. 23 seconds to go. 23 seconds to go. First quarter, 17-7 Eagles. Tino checks in for St. Cecilia. Going out is Chase Bassett. So Caesar in there maybe to get the chance, maybe launch a three. This final shot of the quarter for the Blue Hawks. They're down by 10. They've been down 13-3, 15-5, 17-7. Kissinger into the front court now with 12 seconds to go. And a man defense for the Eagles. They've been playing it pretty well to Tino. Off his hands, Caesar has to run it down near the timeline. And deep in the corner is Shee. Underneath to Kissinger with 3 seconds to go. Tipped away, stolen by Herman. Kyle Herman now to Plessels. Puts up about a 40-footer at the buzzer off the backboard and no good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Pretty much all Milford Eagles after one. Milford 17, St. Cecilia 7, back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Milford 17, St. Cecilia 7, second quarter at about to begin here at the Heartland Event Center. High school basketball from the Heartland Hoops Classic here on your ESPN Superstation. 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney. Blaine Bulis with you. St. Cecilia is in a 10-point hole here as the second quarter begins. Kyle Herman's 15-footers, no good. First shot of the quarter missed by the Eagles. Rebounded by Mike Cannon, who's out there with Phil Hamburger, Ryan Sheehy, Cesar Tino, and Zach Stirrup for St. Cecilia. So some work to do for the Blue Hawks. Inside to Stirrup, double team there. Spin, shoots with the left hand and scores. Zach Stirrup has 7 of the 9 points. A field goal by Cesar Tino for St. Cecilia. Deep in the corner, shot for 3 is going to be no good by Taylor Klein. Klein gets his own rebound. Inside 2. Taylor Klein, and Klein is lost the ball out of bounds, but it's off of Blue Hawk, and Flessel inbounds the basketball, so the Eagles control. The corner, Flessel, and there's a whistle. Hitting the deck is Kyle Herman. He's fouled by St. Cecilia, trying to get through that screen. Cesar Tino fouled on the play as Kyle Herman hit the deck there for Milford, and a non-shooting situation. 17-9, Milford with the lead. Down it to Herman, works inside the lane, puts up a runner from 5, going to be short, no good. Stirrup grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. Herman has 8 points, and Coleman Dahl has 4 for Milford. 17-9, Eagles. Sheehy to Tino. Caesar with it, top of the key to Hannon, to Hamburger. Inside to Stirrup. Cross-court to Tino in the corner. In the lane, puts up the shot. Scoop shot up and good. Caesar Tino with good quickness inside. Gets his second field goal. 17-11, saving the ball is Milford, but it goes to Hamburger, so St. Cecilia can cut more to the lead. Tino on the right wing, he will drive, put up a runner from 5, off there, no good. A battle for it, tipped around, grabbed by Mike Hannon. Hannon to Tino, stops and pops for 3, in the air, in the hole, Cesar Tino for 3. He scored 5 straight, in the Blue Hawks quickly within 3, 17-14. First 7 this quarter for St. Cecilia, cut the lead down to 3. Plessel from the wing for 3, off there, no good, rebounded by Hamburger. The Blue Hawks can tie with the 3 here. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Hannon in the lane, puts up the shot. Tipped away, off there, no good. Grabbed by Kyle Herman of the Eagles. Quickly out of the pass to Jacob Weber into the front court for the Eagles. Weber with the basketball to Plessel. Back to Weber, 15 feet away. Left alone, takes the 15-footer, going to be off the rim, no good. The long rebound goes to Serb. Outlet pass to Hamburger. He will drive one-on-one. Shot by Hamburger, up and good, 17-16. Phil Hamburger is the Blue Hawks run, and a timeout by Tony Muller of Milford. St. Cecilia has scored the first 9 of the second quarter. 5:57 to go. Period number 2. Milford 17. St. Cecilia 16. Back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study
abroad,
collaborate,
leave
your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
5 points from Cesar Tino, 2 from Phil Hamburger, 2 from Zach Stirrup. The first 9 this quarter for St. Cecilia. They were down 17-7 after one quarter. They've scored the first 9. And it's now 17-16 in favor of the Eagles. So right back in the ballgame with much more energy. Period number 2 for St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Milford comes out. Coleman Dahl And Kyle Herman on the floor, Jacob Weber on the floor, Braxton Plessel, and Taylor Klein. The Blue Hawks send out Chase Bassett, who's checked back in. Cesar Tino stays out there. Zach Stirrup, Phil Hamburger, and also back in the game, Tim Skok for St. Cecilia. Down here by only one, Milford with the basketball now. St. Cecilia falls into a zone defense this trip down the floor. So the Eagles will work against the St. Cecilia zone. The ball is Klein. Inside pass going to be tipped and stolen by Tino. Tipped there by Stirrup. He gets the long arms out there, and the Blue Hawks force another turnover. Driving is Skok back out to Cesar Tino. The Blue Hawks can go ahead for the first time here. We were tied at three. The Blue Hawks have never led. Top of the key. It's Skok. The wing to Tino. Deep in the left corner. Shot going to be short for three this time. Grabbed by Plessel. Braxton Plessel with the rebound for the Eagles. Quickly a front court pass to Dahl. Coleman Dahl stops and pops from 13. It's going to be long. No good. Rebound by Hamburger. The Eagles still shut out. In period number two, with holding on to a one-point lead. Hamburger into the front court. The Bassett. Bahannon inside to Stirrup. They roll off of him in the corner. Tino underneath to Bassett. Shot put up no good. Knocked away, but Chase is fouled on the play. Chase Bassett will go to the line to shoot two for Hastings St. Cecilia. Foul called on Coleman Dahl. Dahl, the 6'4" junior. Dahl comes in averaging 12 points a game, 14 a game for Jacob Herman, the two leading point scorers for Milford. Bassett misses the first free throw. Boone Anderson and Jacob Weber into the ball game for Milford. Anderson, a 6-foot senior. Weber, starter, 6-foot senior. Chase Bassett will shoot the second free throw, miss the first. He can tie with this one, up and good. His first point, and we're tied at 17. 10-point St. Cecilia run to start this second quarter. We played just a little over 3 minutes. St. Cecilia will stay in the zone defense here. On the baseline, Herman from 15, going to be off there, no good. The Blue Hawks control the boards, tipped away from Chase Bassett, who grabbed that rebound, and he's fouled in the backcourt by Boone Anderson, his second for Milford. Non-shooting situation, and it'll be St. Cecilia coming the length of the floor. Paxton Folkers, a 6'4 junior, played a little bit in the first quarter, comes back in to spell Coleman Dahl, and Folkers will guard Zach Stirrup on the defensive end for the Eagles, and St. Cecilia scored the first 10 of this quarter. They tied it at 17, 4:40 to go. Hamburger front court to Bassett now to Hannon. Deep in the left wing to Cesar Tino. Spins, goes for the hoop, puts up the runner from five. Going to be short, no good, knocked out of bounds. It is off of the Blue Hawks, Tim Skok. It'll be Milford basketball. We are tied at 17, 4:30 to go in period number two. We were tied at three. Milford had a couple, in fact, had 3 10-point leads, led 17-7 after the first quarter. They haven't scored this quarter. St. Cecilia has gone into a zone defense in the second period of play, and they've got the game tied on a 10-point run. Taylor Klein with the basketball, Tino on the defense there. Bob inside to Herman. Shoots and scores over Stirrup. Stirrup can't get the block there, and Kyle Herman has 10. That breaks the 10-point run of St. Cecilia. It's 19-17 Eagles, front court Hamburger. To Tim Skok. Skok, the 6'3 junior. To Stirrup. Double team there. Back 15 feet from the bucket. To Bassett. To Tino. Back to Bassett. Takes the three. Drives into the lane. Dishes off to Stirrup. He will drive, shoot, and miss the shot. Grabbed out of there by Boone Anderson. Anderson for the Eagles runs to our left here. Pass is going to be over the head of the intended receiver there. Taylor Klein. And the Eagles turn it over. And Mike Hannon, the 6'1 junior, checks in for St. Cecilia. And Tim Skok goes out. So the Blue Hawks going kind of with the eight-man rotation here. Tino out, Sheehy in. 19-17 Milford. Again, the Eagles win last night over Heartland, 62-37. St. Cecilia also played last night, but had a much closer and more intense game, losing at the buzzer to Grand Island Central Catholic, 37-35. So St. Cecilia trying to find some energy, as are the Eagles, and both have done a pretty good job of it. St. Cecilia this quarter, Milford in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's pass there is kicked, and they control the ball down by a deuce here with 3:23 to go before halftime. Bill Hamburger drives, puts up a runner from five off the glass, and good. Hamburger has four this quarter, and we're tied at 19. Quickly into the front court of the Eagles. Long three from the wing is going to be no good, but rebounded underneath the basket by Folkers. He'll put it up and score. Paxton Folkers with the offensive rebound and score. As the Blue Hawks do not box out there, 21-19. St. Cecilia down by two here. Chase Bassett for the Blue Hawks now. A little zone trap by the Milford Eagles from the Baseline of three is going to be no good by Hannon, and the rebound comes out of there with it is Kyle Herman for Milford. Milford runs from right to left, tipped away. Bassett with the steal. Good hands there by Chase Bassett. Gets the steal, gives it up to Hamburger. 21-19 Milford, 2:40 to go. First half. Hamburger on the baseline to Hannon. Mike Hannon now slows it up back to Hamburger. Hamburger to Hannon, deep in the left corner, takes the three in the air. In the hole, nothing but net there. Three-point field goal by Mike Hannon, and St. Cecilia grabs its first lead at 22-21 at 2:25 to go. Driving underneath the hoop, it's Stirrups there for defense. Shot put up going to be no good by Anderson, as Stirrup grabs the basketball. Forced the shot up there and then grabbed the basketball after the missed shot. Hand another shot up, off, no good. Hamburger tips it out to Stirrup for St. Cecilia. Stirrup pass underneath to Hannon. Back out to Bassett, to Hamburger. 22-21 St. Cecilia. Had their first lead of the basketball game. Took them to about the 225 mark of this quarter to get it. Bassett inside. It's going to be an errant pass. Picked off and stolen by Jacob Weber. Blue Hawks turn it over. One of the few this quarter. Weber now. On the wing now to Herman. Cross-court pass to Boone Anderson. Anderson to the free throws the line. 16-footer off the rim. No good. Tipped around at the baseline. Trying to save it. Well, the Eagles, and it's tipped out of bounds by the Blue Hawks. These are Tino back in for St. Cecilia. Going out is going to be Chase Bassett. Going out is Boone Anderson. Checking in Braxton Flussell for Milford. Eagles to inbound underneath their open basket. Down they went. Pass underneath. All alone was Paxton Folkerts. He put up a shot, and he was pushed on the play, and the Blue Hawks had to foul there to prevent the easy basket by Paxton Folkerts. He'll go to the line to shoot two. 1:39 to go. 22-21 in favor of St. Cecilia. So Folkerts misses the first free throw. He has scored 4 points. He's a 6'4" junior. His brother, Chandler Folkers, a 6'5" sophomore. Sheehy out. And back in his hand. Second free throw also no good by Folkers. So Paxton misses them both, and St. Cecilia pulls on to the one-point lead with 1:32 to go before halftime. Hamburger now crosses the timeline on a little zone trap by the Eagles. Hannon intended for Tino, tipped out of bounds. Hannon's pass deflected out of bounds by the Eagles, and the Blue Hawks will control. Well, inbound on the far sideline. The benches of both teams on the far sideline. We're right at center court on the opposite the benches here at the Heartland Event Center. The Heartland Hoops Classic game number 4 wins so far for Centura, Sutton, and Fremont Bergen. Adams Central to play at 5:45. The next game up is Ravenna and Boys Town. Should be a good one. And Adams Central and Gretna. And two more after that. Front court, it's Tim Scope. For the Blue Hawks to Hamburger. Cross court to Tino. Caesar gives it up to Scope. On the wing to Hamburger. Fakes the three, drives the baseline, dishes off to Stirrup. He will put up a runner from five and score. Assist Hamburger, 9 points. Stirrup, 24-21. Blue Hawks by three with under a minute to play in the first half. St. Cecilia's biggest lead at three. Inside to Herman. Takes a 12-footer. Going to be in the hole. Kyle Herman with his 12th point. Only six this quarter for Milford. Herman took the 12-footer for Stirrup to get out there on the defense. And St. Cecilia will control with 35 seconds to go. St. Cecilia may be holding for the final shot of the second quarter. They lead at 24-23. They've outscored Milford 17-6 in this quarter. They were down by 10 at the quarter. Lead by one now. Hamburger just holds the ball on his hip. Between the rings, with 22 seconds to go, everybody in a lull. Everybody needs a little breather after the games last night. Everybody stands around. Now the Blue Hawks will put the offense in motion with 15 seconds to go. Tino now to Scope, to Hamburger. Cross-court pass to Caesar. Tino lost control of it, out of bounds. Caesar can't handle that pass, and the Blue Hawks turn it over. And Milford has plenty of time, 8.6 seconds to go, down by one. They can get the final bucket and get the lead here before halftime. Down to Plussell. Braxton into the front court with three. Also with the basketball to Herman. The free throw line. Dishes on the wing for two in the air. It's going to be off there, no good. The shot put up by Jacob Weber would have been a three, but it rolls off there, no good, and that's the end of the first half. St. Cecilia grabs the lead late in the second quarter. And here at halftime, it's Hastings-St. Cecilia 24, Milford 23. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
We've made it to halftime of the St. Cecilia Milford game and game number 4 of the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show, St. Cecilia and Milford. And we got a good one going here. The first quarter belongs to Milford. The second quarter belongs to St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia, slow start in this basketball game. The Milford Eagles got out to a quick one. We were tied at 3. Milford scored the next 10, went up 13-3, led 13-3, 15-5, and 17-7 then at the end of the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia finds their legs and finds some energy in the second quarter. They score the first 10 points of the second quarter to get this basketball game tied at 17-17. Milford then scores to make it 19-17. We were tied at 19, 21-19 Milford. St. Cecilia gets its first lead of the basketball game at the 2:25 mark, 22-21 over Milford. St. Cecilia led 24-21. That was their biggest lead of 3. The Eagles get the last 2 points of period number 2 to cut it to 24-23. And that's where we stand here at halftime. St. Cecilia 24 and Milford 23 here at halftime. St. Cecilia Bluehawks led in the first half by Zach Stirrup. He has scored 9 points, 7 for Cesar Tino. He had 5 in the second quarter as St. Cecilia outscored the Eagles 17-6 in the second quarter of play after falling behind 17-7 after the first quarter. So St. Cecilia gets 9 from Stirrup, 7 from Cesar Tino, 4 from Phil Hamburger all in the second quarter, a 3-point field goal from Mike Hannon, and 1 free throw from Chase Bassett for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger has not scored. Tim Skoke has not scored. Ryan Sheehy has not scored for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks with 7 first quarter points, 17 in the second, 24 here at halftime. They are 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. For the Milford Eagles, again, the Tony Muller's ball club is 17-2 on the season. This is a very good ball club. They're ranked number 6 in Class C1. St. Cecilia's number 4 in Class C1 this week. Kyle Herman has scored 12 points for Milford to lead the way. He had 8 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. He averages 14 a game, their leading scorer for the Eagles, and he has scored 12 in the first half. Coleman Dahl, of course, he's had the battle of 6'10". Zach Stirrup giving up 6 inches to 6'4". Dahl. The junior has 4 points. He had 2 field goals in the first quarter, didn't score in the second. He averages 12 a game, has 4 in this contest. But, of course, Zach Stirrup quite a presence inside if you're going up against him trying to score inside. He's been a force inside for St. Cecilia. Altered some shots, knocked away a couple shots. Dahl has 4 points for Paxton Folkerts off the bench and a 3-point field goal for Braxton Plessel of Milford. So 12 for Kyle Herman to lead the way. The Eagles have shot only 2 free throws. They missed both of those. They had 17 first quarter points. Not shoot the ball well in the second quarter. Had only 6 points and have 23 here at halftime. And St. Cecilia leads it by the score of 24-23 as the Blue Hawks grab their first lead at the 2:25 mark of period number 2 to go up 22-21, led 24-21 before a Kyle Herman field goal late in the second quarter cuts the margin to 1 here at halftime. St. Cecilia 24, Milford 23. Earlier today here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, in the first game, it goes to overtime. and Centura beat Sandy Creek by the score of 46-40. In game number two, the Sutton Mustangs beat Pierce by the score of 44-39. In our previous game here at the Heartland Events Center, it was Fremont Bergen, the number one ranked team in Class C2, beating Kearney Catholic 63-50. So Archbishop Bergen 63, Kearney Catholic 50 in our previous game. To follow us here will be Ravenna, number two in C2 against number seven Boys Town, but number seven ranked in Class B. So Ravenna's going to play a ball club two classes above them. Ravenna and Boys Town, that one's scheduled to tip off at 4. That'll be followed by Adams Central and number 2 ranked Gretna at 5:45. Grand Island Central Catholic, number 2 in C1, will face number 1 ranked in C1 Norfolk Catholic at 7:30. And then Grand Island High School will take on Ralston in the final game of the day at 9:15. This is game number 4 of 8. All of the games today here on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney. And the final three games, or at least most of the final three games, the Adams Central game and the Gretna game, if most, if not all of it, followed by Grand Island Central Catholic, Norfolk Catholic, and Grand Island and Ralston, will be on ESPN Superstation and also be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR FM. Will join the Adams Central Gretna game after Doug Duda's coverage of the district wrestling tournament over at Amherst on 98.9. That is going on right now. So a lot of basketball still to come for you today from the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. We're at halftime of game number 4 in the day. St. Cecilia of Hastings, 24. The Milford Eagles, 23. We'll be back with the second half of this basketball game after this 2-minute timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. We're at halftime of the St. Cecilia-Milford basketball game. It's St. Cecilia 24 and Milford 23. All Milford in the first quarter, they outscore the Bluehawks 17-7. All St. Cecilia in the second quarter, they outscore the Eagles 17-6. So we've had a quarter apiece for each one of these teams and two more to go here. And it's 24-23 with St. Cecilia leading Milford here at halftime, the third quarter about to get underway. Again, Kyle Herman has 12 to lead Milford. Zach Stirrup has 9 to lead St. Cecilia. Grabbed its first lead late in period number 2. And the Blue Hawks send out Ryan Sheehy, Chase Bassett, Phil Hamburger, Cesar Tino, and Zach Stirrup. St. Cecilia is the visiting team here today, and they're traveling blue with the white numerals and trim. They'll have the basketball shooting at the basket to our left here. Start this third period of play. Coming out is Taylor Klein, the senior, Braxton Plessel, a senior, and Jacob Weber, a senior, Coleman Dahl, a junior, and Kyle Herman, a senior, four seniors and a junior from Milford, and the Eagles will start out in their zone defense, try to trap the Blue Hawks if they can, a 1-3-1 zone. Bassett with the basketball to Hamburger, corner to Tino, Caesar with it, drives at the free throw line to Bassett on the right wing. Chase with it. He's up his dribble now to Stirrup, deep in the right corner. Cross-court pass to Tino. Shoots it from three from there in the hole. Cesar Tino with three. He has 10 And he's just become the leading scorer of the game for St. Cecilia, their biggest lead at four. Quickly front court, the Eagles. Dahl takes off and he travels. Coleman Dahl, the 6'4 junior, took the basketball between the rings on the pass there, headed for the hoop, but traveled. Couldn't dribble before he took that first step. Blue Hawk basketball after the turnover, leading 27-23. Just underway, period number three. Here on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney. Blue Hawk basketball at Stirrup. On the right side of the basket, cross courses to Tino. Caesar with it inside the three-point arc. No shot this time to Hamburger, to Bassett. In the corner to Tino. Tino, Caesar with it. Double dribbles, now goes back to his left to the baseline, using his speed there. Gets a screen from Stirrup, top of the key to Sheehy. Ryan with it. Lob inside to Stirrup. Zach double team dishes off to Bassett and a whistle on that pass. Stirrup is whacked on the play. Kyle Herman picks up the foul. His first foul. Non-shooting situation. Hamburger to inbound does to Sheehy at the top of the key. The left wing to Hamburger. Top of the key. Sheehy passes deflected intended for Stirrup, but it goes to Bassett. Chase with it inside to Stirrup. Double team there. Turn shoots from five off the front iron. No good. Rebounded out of there by Jacob Weber. Weber to Plessel. Braxton front court now to Kyle Herman. Stops and shoots from 13, and it's good. Kyle Herman has 14. 27-25. Herman has scored 14 points. He has seven field goals in the game for the Eagles. 27-25 St. Cecilia. 6:22 to go, third quarter. Top of the key, Sheehy now to Hamburger. Long three, top of the key by Phil. Is going to hit the back iron, and no good. Rebounded by Dahl. Bowman Dahl now to Plessel. Braxton Plessel into the front court. To Weber, back to Plessel. The senior, the 5'10 senior, St. Cecilia. In a zone defense also. 1-3-1 by both teams to start this quarter. St. Cecilia now going to a basic, really it's a 2-3. Turning is Herman from 15, shot short this time. Tipped around, grabbed by Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Sheehy to Hamburger. 27-25, Blue Hawks, front court. Hamburger drives, puts up a runner, going to be blocked out of there by Taylor Klein and grabbed on the baseline by Klein. With a nice defense there by Klein, and then the Eagles can tie or go ahead with a 2- or 3-point field goal here. Jacob Weber for three will be out of there, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Stirrup. Zach Stirrup gets the defensive rebound for St. Cecilia. Dribbles it into the scoring zone to our left here. Zach still in the dribble all the way to the baseline. Whips a pass cross court to Tino for three in the air. Off there, no good. Rebounded out of there by Coleman Dahl. Dahl for the Eagles. Down by two with 5:13 to go, period number three. Front court, it's Plessel. Decline to Plessel. Inside to Herman. On the wing, it's Weber. Top of the key to Plessel. Takes the three from there. Going to be in the hole. Three-point field goal by Braxton. Plessel and the Eagles regain the lead at 28-27. Two three-point field goals by Plessel. He has six, 28-27 Eagles. As the Eagles work against that zone that time and got the three-pointer from Plessel. Hamburger to the baseline. This pass is going to be deflected and trying to grab it. It's Plessel. He hits the deck pretty hard on the baseline and lost control of the ball as St. Cecilia sends in Tim Skoke and Mike Hannon. Bassett and Sheehy go out. St. Cecilia with the basketball inbounding at his Hamburger to Tino. Tino to Skoke, the Hamburger. The wing to Tino. Tino to Hamburger. Back to Caesar Tino, deep on the left wing. 28-27 Milford. Caesar drives, puts up a runner from five. Going to be out of there. No good. Did not grab iron there. And grabbing the rebound is Kyle Herman. Front court with the basketball is Boone Anderson. Back out to Plessel. Plessel to Jacob Weber. Double team there. On the baseline, it's Dahl. Shot blocked by Stirrup. Dahl gets it back. Shot up off there. No good. On the baseline, they battle for the basketball, trying to save it on the Eagles, and they cannot. It'll be Blue Hawk basketball. And we have not seen an appearance by Matt Kissinger in this quarter. They're trying to find Matt on the St. Cecilia bench. Look like he is even on the bench, so Matt Kissinger might be has some sort of injury here. Not out on the floor. It doesn't look like he's on the bench either for St. Cecilia, one of the starters. Stirrup drives and scores. Zach Stirrup gets his 11th point, works it inside. 29-28, St. Cecilia back into the lead. Front court, the Eagles. Anderson now. Cross-court pass on the wing. Russell's shot going to be no good. Stirrup with the rebound for St. Cecilia. That must be close to double digits on the rebounds for Stirrup. Quickly front court is Tino. St. Cecilia up by one, 3:35 to go, third quarter. Mike Cannon with it. inside, working and shooting his stirrup. No good, but he's fouled in the play. Zach Stirrup will go to the line and shoot two for St. Cecilia. He has 11 in the game. Coleman Dahl picks up his third personal foul. Trying to guard Zach Stirrup that time. Zach to shoot two. 29-28 Hawks. Free throw up and nothing but net there. That's 12 for Stirrup. 30-28 St. Cecilia by two. 12 for Stirrup, 10 for Tino for St. Cecilia. Zach Stirrup's second free throw. This one's up and this one is good. Makes them both. Four this quarter, 13 in the game. St. Cecilia's lead at 3, 31-28. Front court is Dahl. On the wing to Anderson. Cross-court pass to Plessel. Braxton with it. Deep in the left corner to Jacob Weger. Back to Plessel. To Boone Anderson. St. Cecilia again in a 2-3 zone here. With Stirrup in the middle. Second wave of zone. There's a pass inside deflected by St. Cecilia's Joel Groffel, who's checked in. Groffel deflects that one, and the Blue Hawks grab it. So a turnover on Milford. Well, Joel Groffel, the 6-foot sophomore, getting a little playing time here. He's been injured for most of the season. But he is out there and in the game now. There's a shot put up on the run by Hannon. It's good. Mike Hannon with the runner from 13 feet. Gets his first field goal. St. Cecilia has its biggest lead at 5. There's a pass in the front court tipped by the Blue Hawks, but grabbed by Plessel of Milford. 33-28 St. Cecilia. Anderson on the wing now to Plessel. 2:33 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia's biggest lead at 5. The basketball's Weber deep in the left corner to Plessel. Plessel to the free throw line to Anderson. 13-footer off there, no good. Grabbed in the offensive board by Kyle Herman. Fade away from 12. In and out of there, no good. Stirrup clears for St. Cecilia to Hamburger. Hamburger for the Blue Hawks quickly into the scoring zone. Gets the screen, goes to his right, into the lane. Lost control of the ball. No, lost his footing there and traveled. Turnover, Blue Hawks basketball, Eagles. 33-28, St. Cecilia with the lead. Their biggest at 5. Taylor Klein, the senior, checks in for Braxton Plessel. Well, basically, 6 guys play for Milford, 5 seniors, and the junior Coleman Dahl. Folkert's junior and senior brothers have also played for Milford. And the ball pass underneath. Nice shot on the run. Put up. Kyle Herman takes the pass on the give and go. 16 for Herman. 33-30, St. Cecilia's lead cut to 3. 16 for Kyle Herman. 1:50 to go. Period number 3. Hamburger now to Skoke to Hannon. Mike Hannon to Skoke. Top of the key for St. Cecilia. To Stirrup. Steps out. Takes a 17-footer. Out of there. No good. The rebound by Weber. Weber for the Eagles. They can tie with a 3-point field goal. Jacob Weber into the offensive zone. On the wing now to Taylor Klein. Pass inside. Hits Stirrup. He almost grabbed the basketball, goes off Zach, but goes to Hamburger. So the Blue Hawks run from left to right in the traveling call in the front court on Tim Skoke. St. Cecilia turns it over. Chase Bassett back in for St. Cecilia and Paxton Folker. It's a 6'4 junior in, replacing Coleman Dahl. Also back in, Braxton Plessel. For Milford, also in, Ryan Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Zach Stirrup's going to get the final, maybe 125 off of period number 3. 33-30, St. Cecilia. Stirrup has just cleared the boards tonight. Usually one and done for Milford. Herman with the basketball for Milford. They have it down here by 3. 1:13 to go in period number 3. Deep in the left corner, Boone Anderson. Another shot put up, going to be good by Kyle Herman. Herman has 18. 6 this quarter, 33-32. And a quick timeout by Tony Muller of Milford. So we'll take one with 1:07 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 33, Milford 32. We're back in 30 seconds.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
And you are listening to the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island here on the ESPN Superstation. 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney. Blaine Bulis with you for this ball game. Randy Bushcutter back for the next one, Ravenna and Boys Town. And I'll have the Adams Central Gretna game, and then Doug Duty in for the final two games tonight here on the ESPN Superstation and on 98.9 AKPR FM for the final 3 basketball games also on ESPN. So St. Cecilia with the ball. Their lead cut now from 5-1 late in period number three. Hamburger with the ball. St. Cecilia may be content to try to run the rest of this clock out. In this third quarter, they're up by one, and Milford's on a four-point run. Bassett is pushed on the play. Chase Bassett had the basketball, tried to get rid of him, was pushed. And Anderson picks up his third personal foul. Three on the Eagles. And inbounding it is handed to Hamburger with 33 seconds to go. Hamburger takes the three from the wing in the hole. Phil Hamburger has seven. 36-32, so Hamburger buries that three, and it's 36-32 Blue Hawks. Milford with the basketball. Fulkers with it on the wing. Pass going to be tipped away. Right in front of us here, and it'll go to the Blue Hawks. The last touch by the Eagles. So St. Cecilia with the hands there. Stirrup will check in. Tino will check in. 19 seconds to go with St. Cecilia up by four. Groffel goes out. Bassett goes out. Hannon goes out. Tino in, and Sheehy in, and Stirrup in. So St. Cecilia with a chance to get the final field goal of period number three, up by four here. Been their largest lead. Their largest lead has been five. It's down to four. Hamburger with it with 10 seconds to go. He's deep on the right wing. Now gives up his dribble, passes to Sheehy with 6 seconds to go. Deep on the right side to Tino with four. Hamburger will take the long three from the wing here. It's going to be off there. No good. Grabbed by Plussel, and that's going to be the end of period number three. So we played three quarters of play. St. Cecilia 36, Milford 32. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
St. Cecilia outscores Milford 12-9 in the third quarter. The Blue Hawks have outscored the Eagles 29-15 in the last two quarters, have a four-point lead. Their largest was five in that third quarter. Hamburger comes out with Stirrup, Tino, Hannon, and Sheehy for St. Cecilia. Plessel, Anderson, Herman, Jacob Weber, and Coleman Dahl for Milford. They have the ball, and Herman to 15-footers. Good. Kyle Herman has 20 for Milford. 10 two-point field goals in this game. Milford has not made a free throw. They're 0 of 2 from the free throw line in this game. 36-34 St. Cecilia, but Herman has 10 field goals. He has 20. Inside to Stirrup. Double team back out to Sheehy. Lob inside for Stirrup. That's even too strong for Zach Stirrup. Sheehy's pass too high for Zach Stirrup. Even at 6'10", Zach couldn't get to that one, and the Blue Hawks turn it over. 36-34, and the Eagles can tie or go ahead on this possession. Pass underneath the Dahl. He will put up the steps first. He travels before as he headed for the hoop. He had position there and was going to shoot the basketball over Mike Hannon there and would have scored, but traveled first. Turnover, Eagles, basketball, Blue Hawks, 36-34, St. Cecilia by two. First minute of the fourth quarter of play. Hamburger front court as Milford is in now a man-to-man defense. Tino with it to Sheehy, top of the key, left wing to Hannon. Eye the three, didn't take it. Now to Sheehy, back to Hannon. Lob inside to Stirrup. Double and almost triple team there on the baseline. One dribble. Passes out to Sheehy, to Tino, top of the key to Hamburger. Into the lane, pass underneath to Sheehy. Good idea, but Ryan can't handle the pass, and it goes to Weber on the steal. The front court, Jacob Weber for the Eagles. A couple of turnovers in a row now for the Blue Hawks. There's a shot for three, going to be long, no good by Boone Anderson. The long rebound to Herman, takes a 13-footer. This one's off there, no good. A battle for it on the baseline, tipped around, still tipped around, grabbed by Hamburger near the end line, but stays in bounds, and the Blue Hawks control. 36-34, St. Cecilia, 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Hamburger will drive to the hoop. Passes back out to Hannon, a runner from five is good. Mike Hannon with the field goal. He has seven, 38-34, St. Cecilia by four. Front court, Dahl. Dahl to Weber. Jacob Weber, the senior. Right side to Plessel. Back to Weber. 38-34, Saints to see it. 2 minutes gone. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Side to Dahl. Back top of the key to Plessel for three in the air. Off the iron. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And a whistle and a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia. Trying to get to that rebound. A foul going to be called on St. Cecilia's Mike Cannon. Sheehy goes out and Tim Skok in for the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting foul there on the Blue Hawks. Milford will not go to the line. They'll inbound. Plessel does to Herman at the free throw line into the lane. Passing the corner is going to be knocked out of bounds. Intended for the corner. Knocked away by Phil Hamburger and out of bounds. It'll be Eagles to inbound with 5:52 to go underneath their own basket here, trailing St. Cecilia by four, 38-34 St. Cecilia. Kyle Herman, the 6'2 senior, inbounds the ball to Dahl, down to Plessel. Plessel will take the three in the air, in the hole, nothing but net. Braxton Plessel has three threes in the game, cuts the St. Cecilia lead from 4-1. He has nine, does Plessel, 38-37. Stirrup in the lane, spins, up and under, shot good by Stirrup. 15 for Zach Stirrup. 40-37, Blue Hawks by three. Plessel front court to Dahl to the free throw line. Lost control of it, grabs it back. Pass now tipped by Tino, grabbed by Stirrup. Turnover Eagles front court. Skok now to Hamburger. Cross court pass to Tino. He's out of bounds. And the official finally notices it. Tino grabbed that ball, and he had actually both heels out of bounds there, and the official finally noticed it, and it's a turnover on the Blue Hawks. 40-37. Herman now underneath the Dahl, shot up and going to be off there. No good. Grabbed by Stirrup on the rebound. Well, Dahl misses one from about 3 feet there, and the Blue Hawks get the rebound. Stirrup to Hamburger. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia by three. Hannon deep on the left wing. Man-to-man Milford defense. Hannon with some dribbles now top of the key to Skok, to Hamburger, to Stirrup. Cross courts it now to Hannon for three on the wing. Off there, no good. Grab by Herman. Kyle Herman for the Eagles. They will run from left to right. Into the front court as Kyle Herman gives up his dribble. Gives up the basketball to Jacob Weber. To Plessel. Back to Weber. Free throw line to Herman. Double team there. Now to Weber. To Plessel. To Weber. 4:25 to play. Boone Anderson on the right wing will take the three. It's going to be off there, no good. Trying to save it and does, saving it on the baseline is Weber. He will drive, put up the runner, and score. Nice drive and score. Jacob Weber, his first field goal. And the Eagles get to within one once again, 40-39 with 4:08 to go. Timeout, Kevin Asher for St. Cecilia. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout. 4 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 40, Milford 39. We're back in 30 seconds.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Estimates from Certified Techs, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Back at the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. 4 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the basketball game. St. Cecilia 40 and Milford 39 in the contest. So 20 points for Kyle Herman to lead a Milford. 15 for Zach Stirrup, 10 for Cesar Tino, and 7 for Phil Hamburger. So back and forth we go in this fourth quarter. The Eagles have outscored the Blue Hawks by 7-4 in this fourth quarter of play. Chase Bassett checks back in for the Blue Hawks. Bassett on the floor with Hamburger, Hannon, Stirrup, and Tino. And it'll be Blue Hawk basketball. The inbound on the far sideline at center court now to Hamburger. So we are halfway through the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia by one. Fell behind by 10 at the end of the first quarter, but we've been even since. Underneath the Hannon off the feed from Stirrup. Mike Hannon gets free. He has nine. 42-39, St. Cecilia by three. So Hannon with nine tonight for St. Cecilia. Plessel from the wing for three. It's in the hole. Braxton Plessel has 4 3-pointers. He ties it at 42-42. 4 3-pointers, 12 in the game for Braxton Plessel for Milford, and we're tied at 42. 17-2 Milford, 14-6 St. Cecilia, both in the top 10 in Class C1. St. Cecilia number four, Milford number six. 3:20 to go. We're tied at 42. Hamburger to the left baseline. Spins from there back out to Bassett, to Hannon. Right side to Tino. Look inside for Stir, but no pass there. But to Hannon. Left side to Hamburger. To Mike Hannon. It's this man-to-man defense of the Milford Eagles. Hamburger to Bassett. Right side to Hannon. Back to Bassett. A lot of patience here by the Bluehawks. Bassett dishes in the corner to Tino for three in the air. Off the iron. No good. Long rebound goes to Stirrup. Stirrup with the basketball. And they'll bring it back out between the rings and gives the basketball up to Hannon, to Tino. 2:40 to go in the ball game. 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Hannon for three in the air. In the hole. Mike Hannon has seven this quarter. 12 in the game. And St. Cecilia leads 45-42. Paxton Folkerts. Out there is the ball to Weber. Jacob Weber now to Plessel. On the wing to Weber. 3 points, St. Cecilia lead, 2:20 to go. Cross-court pass now to Klein. To Hansen, shot going to be off there, no good. The long rebound comes, and up and good with the shot is Taylor Klein. Klein with the offensive rebound. St. Cecilia could not grab it. Klein did and scored 45-44 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hamburger front court to Bassett for St. Cecilia. To Hamburger. To Stirrup. To Hamburger. Gets another screen, does Hamburger, but has no shot. Now left alone. Now it's underneath the Stirrup. Seven-footer up. Going to be off the backboard and rim. No good. The rebound out of there by Klein. The Eagles can go ahead with a field goal. 1:40 to go. Front court, it's Plessel now to Weber. Jacob Weber into the lane. Dishes off. A shot put up by Folkerts. It's going to be no good. Rebound by Hannon. Paxton Folkerts misses that wide-open seven-footer, and St. Cecilia controls with 1:28. Clock running, fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 45, Milford 44. Front court now, it's Bassett. Goes in the man-to-man. St. Cecilia going to be very patient here. They lead by one with 1:15 to go. Hamburger back out to Bassett. Chase Bassett with 1:09. The clock runs. Bassett is held in the play by Kyle Herman. That's only the 15th foul, so no free throws. St. Cecilia's committed only one foul this quarter. Plessel goes out. Boone Anderson in. Now, Plessel's hit 4 3-pointers in this game, but he's on the bench right now. It's a one-point game, 1:08 to go. Underneath the Tino, the pass from Stirrup, and Cesar Tino scores his 12th point. The assist to Zach Stirrup, 47-44. With 1 minute to go and a timeout, Tony Muller of Milford. So we'll take a timeout assist there. Stir up the basket by Tino. It's a 3-point St. Cecilia lead. We'll take a timeout. St. Cecilia 47, Milford 44. We're back in 30 seconds.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and there's no better way to say I love you more than a rack of ribs from Hastings' newest barbecue spot, the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Get a whole rack of delicious smoked roasted ribs for only $13.75. Or a half rack for only $9.25 with your choice of two delicious sides and barbecue sauce. Nothing says I love you more than a rack of ribs from the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, located across from Dairy Queen next to Express Mart in Hastings.
47-44, St. Cecilia. A nice pass there by Zach Stirrup, who was about 20 feet from the basket, found Cesar Tino all alone underneath the hole, and Caesar put it in for his 12th point to make the lead 47-44. That was at just over the one-minute mark in the contest, and St. Cecilia leads by three, 47-41. Stay tuned after this one. We'll have the Ravenna Boys Town game, which should be up and down the floor. We would expect in that one, Ravenna and Boys Town scheduled for a 4:00 start. That's our next ball game here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. St. Cecilia by three. They're on defense. Inbounding on the far side at center court. Milford in the front court. Braxton Plessel is back in for Milford. They're down by just three here. 50 seconds to go. Holman Dahl now. Shot from the wing by Plessel. This one's going to be short. No good. The long rebound comes to Tino, and St. Cecilia controls with 44 seconds to go. So Braxton Plessel, who's made four threes, misses that one, and St. Cecilia controls. Hamburger into the scoring zone, and he's fouled on the play by Boone Anderson, his fourth for Milford. Again, only the 16th foul, so the Blue Hawks will try to play it in on the near sideline with 38 seconds to go. Anderson goes out of the game. Taylor Klein comes in. Hamburger to inbound on the near sideline for St. Cecilia. Calls a timeout. Can't get it in to save this inbounds pass, and the 5-second call. St. Cecilia calls a timeout, so we'll take one with 37.7 seconds to go. St. Cecilia 47, Milford 44. We're back in yet another 30 seconds.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
47-44, St. Cecilia leading Milford. St. Cecilia has the basketball on the near sideline. 37.7 seconds to go. Inbounded to Stirrup. Stirrup will drive the baseline, puts up the shot, no good, but a whistle before the shot. Foul going to be called on the Eagles. Holman Dahl picks up the foul. That's his fourth, and that is only the 16th foul, so the Eagles still not over the limit. Folkert's in, and Dahl with four fouls will sit down now with 34 seconds to go. Lob inside to Stirrup. Stirrup is pushed on the play, this time fouled by Paxton Folkert. So it'll be a one and bonus now for Zach Stirrup. Stirrup, three out of four from the line. Zach has struggled from the line. Stirrup, a 50% free throw shooter starting the week. Again, he's three out of four tonight. He'll have the one and bonus here with 33 seconds to go. 3 points, St. Cecilia lead. Free throw up, will roll down and good. So Zach earns the bonus. That's 16 for Stirrup. 48-44, so a two-possession game. 16 for Stirrup. Four out of five from the line. Second one up by Zach. This one's going to be off the iron, no good. Grabbed by the Eagles. 48-44, 30 seconds to play. Quickly into the front court and saving it from going out of bounds is Taylor Klein to Plessel. The Eagles get a timeout. Tony Muller wants to draw up a play here with 24 seconds to play. St. Cecilia 48. Milford 44, we're back in 30 seconds.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
St. Cecilia 48, Milford 44. St. Cecilia gets one out of two from the line for Zach Stirrup on their last trip down. Milford is taking the timeout. They'll have the basketball down here by four. Stirrup has 16. He has rebounds galore. He's done a great job with assists also. It's a complete game from Zach Stirrup. And St. Cecilia, a very slow start, had only 7 points in the first quarter. They were down by 10 after the first quarter, outscored Milford 29-15 in the middle two quarters, and have outs each team with 12 this quarter. It's a four-point third-quarter lead. It's four now, 24 seconds to go. The Eagles inbound. They have the basketball into Jacob Weber. Weber on the wing to Taylor Klein. St. Cecilia by four. Plessel gets the screen, comes behind it for three. In the air. Off there, no good. They battle for it on the baseline. It's out of bounds off of Jacob Weber of Milford with 14 seconds to go. So the Eagles can't control it on the baseline. Folkert's in and Dahl out for Milford. Pressure all over the floor for the Eagles as St. Cecilia will come the length of the floor. And Kevin Asher is going to take a timeout here, but we're going to keep it here during this particular timeout with 14.9 seconds to go. It's a four-point basketball game, with St. Cecilia in the lead, 48-44. Again, St. Cecilia fell behind 17-7 after the first quarter play, trailed by 10 points three times that first quarter, 17-7 after the first quarter. The Bluehawks outscored the Eagles 17-6 in the second quarter and grabbed a 24-23 halftime lead. St. Cecilia with 12 third-quarter points to 9 for the Eagles. St. Cecilia led 36-32. After the third period of play, the Eagles got it tied at 42-42 with 3:37 to go. St. Cecilia moved the lead up to where it is now at 48-44. Largest lead of the evening, five for St. Cecilia, 10 for Milford. St. Cecilie leads it by four right now, 48-44. They have the basketball. And the Eagles have committed 17 fouls, so they'll send the Blue Hawks to the line if they make a quick foul here. And St. Cecilie will have to come the length of the floor. 14.9 seconds to play. 48-44 Blue Hawks. Pressure all over the floor. Man-to-man by the Eagles. Zach Stirrup will inbound the ball. Does Tino in the backcourt. Caesar with the basketball, and he's pushed there on the play by Jacob Weber. So Caesar Tino to the line for the 1-1 for St. Cecilie. Caesar coming into this week at 71% free throw shooter, has not thrown any up from the line. As Coleman Dahl checks back in from Milford. Tino has 12 points, but no free throws. Milford has shot only two free throws in this ballgame. St. Cecilie has only one foul in the second half. Caesar Tino shoot the one in bonus with 12.9 seconds to go. Up and good. 13 for Caesar earns the bonus, and St. Cecilie with a five-point lead right now. This could make it a two possession and only lose in overtime here. Tino's second free throw's up and good. He has made them both, and it's 50-44 with 12 seconds to go. Pressure in the backcourt by St. Cecilie. And foul going to be calling Phil Hamburger, but the Blue Hawks don't care. That's only their second team foul. They just get some time off the clock and foul, only the second team foul with 10 seconds to go, and they may try that again. The ball's at the timeline. Taylor Klein to throw it in, does to Plessel. Plessel into the offensive zone. Will be fouled in the play as he shoots the basketball from three-point land for the foul on Hamburger, but this is going to be a shooting situation for Braxton Plessel, and he'll shoot three with 7 seconds to play. The Blue Hawks couldn't get the foul called that time before Braxton Plessel got rid of the basketball, and he'll shoot three here. It's 50-44 Blue Hawks. Plessel's free throw up and off there, no good. So Plessel has made four threes. He has 12 points. That's his first free throw toss. Second of three is good. 13 for Plessel, 50-45. Folkert's in, all out for Milford. Braxton Plessel to try the third. 50-45, 7 seconds to go. In and out, no good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Tino in the far corner for St. Cecilie, and the Blue Hawks look like they're going to win this one with 3.3 seconds to go. Caesar Tino is fouled in the backcourt, and he'll go to the free throw line to try the one and the one once again for St. Cecilie with 3.3 seconds to go. And we got a St. Cecilie athlete getting up slowly. Mike Hannon was on his knees, and he's getting up a little slowly. Looks like he might have got whacked across the face there, maybe in the mouth. And Mike's going to check out. I think he's okay. In fact, he's going to go into the locker room with 3.3 seconds to go. The Blue Hawks should win this thing, but Hannon's shaking up there, and he's going to go to the first aid table far into the floor. Caesar Tino goes to the line for the 1-1. He's just free throw up and good. He earns the bonus, and St. Cecilie is going to win their 15th ball game of the year, 51-45. Tino now with three straight made from the line, 15 for Caesar tonight. Second free throw is up, and this one's good. Makes them both 52-45, and the Eagles will get one from Plessel inside the timeline. It's going to be off the iron, no good, and that ball game is over, and the St. Cecilie Blue Hawks have won it by 7 over the Milford Eagles. St. Cecilie falls 10 behind after the first quarter, but rallies to win at the final score. Hastings St. Cecilie 52, Milford 45. We'll talk about this one in 1 minute.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers. Vibrant roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers and happy Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. And this year, open the Sunday before Valentine's Day.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
The St. Cecilia Bluehawks defeat the Milford Eagles in game number 4 of the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Final score, St. Cecilia 52, Milford 45 in a battle of top 10 ranked teams in Class C1. St. Cecilia has a rough first quarter. They fall behind 17-7 after the first quarter, but the Bluehawks found their legs and their energy in the second quarter to outscore the Eagles 17-6. St. Cecilia led 24-23 at halftime. The Bluehawks outscore the Eagles 12-9 in the third quarter. St. Cecilia led 36-32 after three quarters. Milford got it tied at 42-42 with 3:37 to go, but St. Cecilia outscores the Eagles a 10-3 down the stretch, and St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 52-45. Cesar Tino with four free throws made in a row in the fourth quarter. Zach Stirrup made one out of two as the Bluehawks hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter of play, go 9 out of 14 from the line in the game, 5 out of 6 in the fourth quarter, and the Bluehawks win it 52-45, coming from 10 down after one quarter, outscoring the Eagles 45-28 over the final three quarters of play, and St. Cecilia wins it by 7, 52-45. Three players in double figures for the Bluehawks, 16 for Zach Stirrup, and he had to have double-digit rebounding totals also, and a lot of good assists also for Zach Stirrup as he finds that open man for the Bluehawks. Good assist night, good passing night, good rebounding night, good scoring night for Zach Stirrup. He had 16. 16 for Cesar Tino, including 6 in the fourth quarter, 7 for Phil Hamburger, and 1 point, 12 points for Mike Hannon. A great job by Mike Hannon for St. Cecilia. Had 3 in the first half, 2 in the third quarter, and 7 in the fourth quarter. 12 for Mike Hannon as he has into double figures before St. Cecilia on the evening. Hannon on the season averages 5 points a game, had 12 tonight for St. Cecilia, 1 point for Chase Bassett. 16 for Tino, 16 for Stirrup, 12 for Hannon, 7 for Hamburger, 1 for Chase Bassett. We did notice and mention that Matt Kissinger, the starter for St. Cecilia, played in the first half, didn't play in the second half, didn't see him on the St. Cecilia bench, so we'll have to try to find out more about that and get back to you on that maybe, but did not see Matt Kissinger in that second half, but St. Cecilia wins it 52-45. 20 for Kyle Herman for Milford, as he had only 2, though, in the fourth quarter, but 20 in the game for Kyle Herman. 13 for Braxton Plessels. He made 4 threes and 1 at the line for 13 for Braxton Plessels. 4 points apiece for Coleman Dahl and 4 for Paxton Folkerts. 2 apiece for Jacob Weber and Taylor Klein. The Bluehawks holding Coleman Dahl, who averages 12 a game, to only 4 in the contest tonight, all in the first quarter. And Kyle Herman led the Eagles with 20 on the night. This is the Misco's postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin with a great selection of brand-name clothing, shoes, and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Get your game on at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. This is the Misco's postgame show here this afternoon. St. Cecilia again comes from 10 down after the first quarter. Outscores the Milford Eagles by a 45-28 margin over the final three quarters, and the Bluehawks get 3 in double figures and win it by the score of 45-28. We're halfway finished here at the Heartland Events Center. 4 games in the books, 4 here to go. So far in overtime, Centurs beat Sandy Creek 46-40. Sutton beat Pierce 44-39. Fremont Bergen over Kearney Catholic 63-50. And St. Cecilia just defeating Milford 52-45. Next up at 4 o'clock, Class C2 number 2 Ravenna and Class B number 7 Boys Town. Randy Bushcutter will have the play-by-play for you here on the ESPN Superstation. St. Cecilia wins this one 52-45. The Bluehawks now 15-6 on the year, and they go 2-1 in their very busy week. And Milford falls to 17-3 on the season. So once again, the final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 52, Milford 45. We'll be back at the Heartland Events Center for more of the Heartland Hoops Classic in just a few minutes here on the ESPN Superstation with the Ravenna Boys Town basketball game. I'm Blaine Bulis. Rejoin us in just a few minutes for the Ravenna Boys Town basketball game. We'll talk to you in just a little while.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPN.